Dean Richards is here with entertainment news, and Dean, no surprise, everybody's watching the movie Conclave, huh?
Yeah, no, boy, the percentage of viewership has skyrocketed since the news of Pope Francis's death was made public on early Monday morning. The latest numbers on this is that the viewership is up 283%. This is the story that takes you behind the scenes of the sequestered College of Cardinals. And this is a fictionalized story. It's not a documentary or anything, but it takes you behind the scenes of the process of choosing a new pope. Now, this movie has been available to buy or rent on several platforms up until this week. And now Amazon Prime is streaming it for free. So if you are an Amazon Prime Video subscriber, you can watch Conclave. It is streaming on that service now. No charge outside of your subscription fee.
Right. And I've heard some people well-versed on the subject talking about the movie. It is Hollywood. It is fiction. But there is an element of the fabric of how it really works in there, some of the politics.
Yeah, it seems like it.
It's a good movie.
That's what's interesting to me is that there is politicking. There is... you know, a deep, intense competition between some of the cardinals who are leading candidates to become the pope. There are dark horses, you know.
Yeah, all intensified by Hollywood.
Yeah, all intensified by Hollywood. But Ralph Fiennes is the cardinal who is in charge of the transition, much like the cardinal who is associated with University of Notre Dame is in charge of the transition for Pope Francis right now. So it's really well acted, really well put together. It won an Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay. So the you know, the storyline is terrific. I thought it was one of last year's best movies.
Yeah, great looking and very entertaining. The American Music Award nominations were just announced. Any surprises?
This is the portion of the program where I mention lots of artists that you've never heard of before. this is like outside of when I announce who's going to be at Lollapalooza, and you have no idea who I'm talking about. This would be very much the same thing, except you might know Kendrick Lamar. He got the most nominations for American Music Awards. He did the Super Bowl halftime show. Post Malone is pretty mainstream these days. He got 8 nominations. Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, and Shaboozy, my favorite name of an artist these days, got 7 nominations. We'll look forward to the American Music Awards, which is, you know, it's a, you know, not exactly scientific, you know, rendering of anything really. It's fan based. People can vote 20 times if they want to. You know, that's what this award show is. Nominated for Artist of the Year: Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, Kendrick Lamar, country star Morgan Wallen, Post Malone, Sabrina Carpenter, SZA, Taylor Swift, and Zach Bryan. So, you know, if you know like half of those names, you're a pretty hip adult, I think.
There's really no need for the American Music Awards anymore, because when Dick Clark started that, he did it because the Grammys weren't recognizing a lot of the contemporary artists, a lot of the hard rock people, but now they do. So it's just kind of
it's just another award show.
That's right. It's just another award show.
Just another award show to annoy me. It will be May 26th, Memorial Day weekend. It'll be live from Las Vegas. Jennifer Lopez will host it.
People are going to be happy to hear about Malcolm in the Middle getting back together, cast getting back together.
Yeah, we mentioned this, I don't know, like a month ago or something when this news first came out that they were actually going to do it, but they have started filming now. And Frankie Muniz, who played Malcolm, with Bryan Cranston and Jane Kaczmarek, who played his parents. Most of the siblings are all back, and the supporting cast members are back. So they have not announced a date when this will be on the air, but they've started, and if you want to see some photos, they're all over social media right now to see what everybody looks like, you know, like 25 years later.
Dean caught up with Gary Sinise, and Dean, he is always great to talk to, isn't he?
Oh, he is the best. Truly, you know, you hear people say, you know, it's my honor to talk to so-and-so, and it's used way too often. It truly is an honor to talk with Gary Sinise because he has done so much that all started really when he did Forrest Gump and played Lieutenant Dan and got very deeply immersed in the experiences of veterans as a result of taking on that role. A far cry from when he and John Malkovich and, you know, some of the others started Steppenwolf back in the 1970s up at a Highland Park church. But the month of April is the month of military child, taking care of and helping children of the military, especially those who have lost a parent in the military. And now with you know, some cutbacks with veterans programs, it's more important than ever that we support our veterans and our military. And Gary and I had a great conversation about that. But also we talked about a personal loss that he and his family endured over the past year.
It's been a while since we've spoken with you. We wanted to express our condolences to you on the loss of your son, Mac. You have a wonderful tribute to him on the Gary Sinise Foundation website, and you continue to celebrate all that he did before he passed away in January of last year, right?
Well, thank you. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, my son, Mac, he had a very rare cancer called chordoma. It really affects only about 300 people in the U.S. per year. Quite often they can take the initial tumor out and it's cured, but about 30% of the time it comes back and spreads, and that's what's happened to Mac. He worked for the Gary Sinise Foundation. That's him right there. He worked for the foundation. He was very dedicated to the foundation. He was a great, great musician. And fortunately, in the final year of his life, which of course we didn't know that was going to be the final year, he got back to music. He had been disabled by the cancer. He got back to music after a long time because he was fighting cancer, and he created an album called Resurrection and Revival. It's a beautiful, beautiful record. The proceeds from the album, the vinyl sales, go to the Gary Sinise Foundation as he wanted. And then after he passed away, I started searching through his files, and I found all this additional music that he wrote. Beautiful stuff. I couldn't leave it on the laptop, so yeah. I went to work, and we created Resurrection and Revival Part 2.
Yeah, he has recreated all the music that his son wrote and got some of the world's best musicians to come in to perform this music. You can get more information about Mac himself. In his very short life, he did some amazing things. But about his music, about the work of the Gary Sinise Foundation, it's all up at GarySiniseFoundation.org. I'm going to be running the full interview with Gary Sinise this coming Sunday on my radio show, where he talks more about military and a documentary that he's put together supporting our veterans. I mean, that's pretty much what Gary does now. He hasn't done a movie in 5 or 7 years, something like that. He pretty much works full time to help others who are in the military. So God bless him.
And he's got that band, and it's always always a good cause.
Yeah, they'll be at Cantini, by the way, in July. So you'd be able to see the Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band.
Would you like to see what Lieutenant Dan looks like?
You can. What's on your list of good streaming shows this week?
Big news for Star Wars fans. I'm sure they've already seen it 150 times. It is the beginning of Season 2 of the Star Wars prequel series Andor. Every Tuesday, they will be releasing a new episode. It's all on Disney Plus. There is the serial killer drama called You, returning for its fifth and final season. A new show from the creators of The Gilmore Girls and Marvelous Mrs. Maisel called Etoile, about two struggling ballet companies who swap talent to revive each other's fortunes. That's on Amazon Prime right now. We've got a new movie that's on Netflix starting on Friday, starring Tom Hardy, in which he is a veteran detective battling his way through the criminal underworld. That one is called Havoc. Some animal documentaries, Secrets of the Penguins, streaming now on Hulu. The story of a man who bonds with a baby anteater. Who hasn't done that? Called the Pangolin Kula Journey. That's on Netflix and on Disney Plus. The Sea Lions of the Galapagos. Keeping it an animal theme, Disney Plus also has a special all-new episode of The Simpsons called Yellow Planet that reimagines the Simpson family as animals in a National Geographic-style mockumentary. So that's running right now on Disney Plus.
I'd like to be in that pitch meeting. Guys comes in. Yeah. All right, it's the Simpsons, but they're animals.
Yeah, Homer's a walrus. You know, don't you get it?
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Exactly.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
Bye.